This is Pistol Pete Atkinson with the Weekly Sports Roundup. Pocahontas County Schools. The Warriors girls varsity basketball team lost a close one on December 28th to Petersburg, 42-40, dropping the record to 2-3. Riley Pollock, Shayla Bennett, and M. Taylor led Pocahontas with 8 points apiece. Bath County Schools. The Chargers varsity boys basketball team picked up a win against Meadow Bridge, West Virginia on Friday night, December 29th, 68-50 at home, moving the record to 5-6. Four Chargers scored in double figures, with Andrew Turner scoring 17 points, Luke Turner had 15, Isaac Ingram scored 13, and Wyatt Campbell had 11. Frankie DeBow just missed with 9 points. The boys' JV basketball team beat Meadow Bridge, West Virginia on December 29th at home, 28-22, improving the record to 2-6. Tommy Burke led Bath County with 13 points, and Jake Bogus added 10. The girls' JV basketball team earned a win against Meadow Bridge at home on December 29th, winning 16-12. The girls currently stand at 3-3. Highland County Schools. The Rams boys varsity basketball team lost to Union Educational Tuesday night, January 2nd, in Mount Vernon, West Virginia, 42-20, dropping the record to 3-4. John Wagner and Greg Meehan both scored 6 points for Highland, and Zach Armstrong added 3. Wagner had 7 rebounds and 3 blocks. Eli Moore had 3 blocks, and Armstrong contributed 2 assists and 3 steals. The girls' varsity basketball team ran into a buzzsaw against Union Educational Tuesday night, January 2nd, in an away match, losing 61-10, dropping the record to 0-5. Colleen Adams scored 4 points for the Rams, with Hannah Meyerhofer and Zalia Good adding 3 points each. Adams had 2 rebounds and 2 steals. Meyerhofer had 2 steals, and Good had 2 rebounds. Turning to area colleges. The James Madison Dukes men's basketball team beat Texas State at home on December 30th, 89-75, to remain undefeated at 13-0. The women's basketball team earned a win against ULM in Monroe, Louisiana on December 30th, 85-79, moving their record to 9-4. The Virginia Cavaliers men's basketball team lost to Notre Dame in South Bend, Indiana, Saturday, 76-54, dropping the record to 10-3. The women's basketball team hosted number 3 NC State on December 31st, losing 72-61, dropping the record to 8-4. The West Virginia Mountaineers football team ended their season with a 30-10 victory over the North Carolina Tar Heels on December 27th in the Duke Mayo's Bowl in Charlotte, North Carolina. West Virginia ended their season at 9-4. The men's basketball team traveled to Cleveland, Ohio to play Ohio State, losing 78-75 on December 30th, dropping the record to 5-8. The women's basketball team traveled to Lawrence, Kansas to play Kansas on December 30th, winning 85-60 to remain undefeated at 12-0. The Virginia Tech Hokies upset the number 23 Tulane Green Wave 41-20 in the Military Bowl in Annapolis, Maryland on December 27th to end their season on a positive note at 7-6. The men's basketball team traveled to Winston-Salem, North Carolina to play Wake Forest on December 30th, losing 86-63, dropping the record to 9-4. The number 14 women's basketball team beat Pitt at home on December 31st, 91-41, moving the record to 10-2. The Liberty Flames men's basketball team traveled to Birmingham, Alabama to play Alabama on December 30th, losing 101-56. On January 1st, Liberty hosted Boyce, winning 88-46, improving the record to 11-4. The women's basketball team hosted Tennessee on December 31st, losing 90-55, dropping the record to 5-10. The number 23 Liberty Flames football team met their match when facing the number 8 Oregon Ducks in the Verbo Fiesta Bowl in Glendale, Arizona on January 1st, losing 45-6. After scoring first during the first quarter, Liberty just could not handle the onslaught from the Ducks. Liberty finished their season at 13-1. Information for this report came from Mark Pfeiffer of The Recorder, Flow Wrestling, Max Preps, and individual school websites. For more detailed information and scores, please visit the story on AMR's website. This has been Pistol Pete Atkinson for Allegheny Mountain Radio News.